أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم. There is the last ayat of the surah, surah Hashr. And here Allah Ta'ala describes the qualities really of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and which should be our quality also. We should also have this quality. And this was explained in the Hadith Kitab also on Saturday morning, that after explaining the condition of the hypocrites, etc., Allah Ta'ala says the true quality of the believers is لا تجد قوم يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. Do not find any قوم who يقين رکھتے ہو اللہ پر اور پچھلے دن پر. You won't find any people who have got the true iman on Allah Ta'ala and on the final day. That is, that in all aspects of iman they have got. In other words, the true believers. They will not be such. يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. یہ دوستی کرے ایسو سے جو مخالف ہوئے اللہ کے اور اس کے رسول کے. That these true believers, they will never be friend. They will never become friends with the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. Those people who go against Allah and His Rasul. This is quite clear. If you have a friend and you are loyal to him and somebody is his enemy, then you won't befriend that enemy. Because your friend will become upset. Yeah, the friend is Allah Ta'ala. If you have love for Allah Ta'ala, you won't befriend the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. Ulama, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah has explained, there are various levels of interaction with non-believers. For example, business, there is nothing wrong. We do business with non-believers. And then to show them kindness, etc. That is also in order. To help them is also in order. And for necessity, when to show them, if we have to, we are in such a position to show some respect, etc. But that should not be in the heart. And we should never befriend them from our heart. We should not socialize so much. Where for expediency, for necessity, today the world has become such, we have to interact, we have to socialize at times also with them, but it should not be from the heart. And the worst thing is, many times we find that we are so close to them that even at our funerals we invite them. That should not be the case. We should try and avoid that. So there shouldn't be this real hearty contact really. A true believer is he who keeps friends with the friends and the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, and not with the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. And this ayat was really revealed with regard to certain Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Musayb ibn Umayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. These are the people who had Allah's love to this extent that in the battles they killed their own immediate family also. For example, their brother, the father, the son, they gave preference to family ties, to blood over Allah Ta'ala, they gave preference to Allah Ta'ala even over to family ties. They did not see whether this is my brother or it is my father or it is my son. They even went to battle with them and killed them also. So much love they had proven for Allah Ta'ala. We cannot imagine that level of iman, but may Allah, we should keep that in mind. Whatever level we are at, we should make shukr Allah has given us that level. But these people even divorced their wives if they would not accept Islam. The wife would leave her husband if he would not accept Islam. Such were the qualities of the Sahaba. Their main preference was the deen and Allah Ta'ala. And they had attained this very high level of iman, which should be our goal, and we should make effort till wherever we can reach. So Allah Ta'ala says further, وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ خَاوُوا أَبْنِ بَابْهُ. Whether it was their parents or their grandparents. وَأَبْنَاءَهُمْ يَا أَبْنِ بِيْتِهُ. Whether it was their children. وَإِخْوَانَهُمْ يَا أَبْنِ بھائِ. Whether it was their brothers. أَوْ أَشِيرَتَهُمْ يَا أَبْنِ گھرانِكَ. Whether it was their family people. And in another ayat, Allah sounds a very strong warning that if you love your worldly things, your business which you have built up, your luxurious homes, your family, your brothers, sisters, etc., more than striving in the path of Allah, then wait for Allah's punishment to come to pass. So in other words, the greatest love we should have in our heart must be for Allah Ta'ala and for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And we should work towards that. We know today our own desires, our own comfort, we give preference to that. We know our family is doing something against the commands of Allah. We don't speak a thing, we don't tell them how they are dressing, etc. We know many social functions which we are having where the laws of Allah Ta'ala are broken flagrantly. Openly they are broken, we don't speak a word. Then we should try and make an effort that the love of Allah be the greatest thing in our hearts and the love of deen. So Allah Ta'ala says these people, that is the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and whoever has, who Allah blesses with the love of Allah to this extent that they don't worry for anyone or anything else, Allah is the only goal for these people. Allah says أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهُمُ الْإِيمَانِ, unke dilon mein Allah ne likh diya hai iman. Allah put iman in their hearts. And this is the dua we must make, that Ya Allah, give us also that strong iman, that you are the only goal and object in our life. وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ, اور ان کی مدد کی ہے اپنے غیب کے فیض. And Allah Ta'ala helps them with His unseen power and help. Allah makes their hearts strong. Otherwise, we cannot depend on ourselves. We are very weak. We will easily waver this side or that side. It's only with Allah's help. And biruhimin, Mufassirin have said, is Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam also. That is, he makes you strong on such occasions. He aids you and makes you strong. And the result of this is that you gave preference to Allah, you loved Him, and you even forsake your own family, your own brother, your mother, your father, for the sake of Allah. In return, وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, اور داخل کرے گا ان کو باغوں میں جن کے نیچے بہتی ہے نہریں. Allah will appreciate, for my sake you did all this, you gave preference for me over your own family, over your own brother, your father, your son, so now I will enter you into such gardens, that is Jannat, beneath which there will be rivers flowing. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, ہمیشہ رہیں گے ان میں, and they will stay there forever and ever with all those enjoyments and pleasures. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ, Allah ان سے راضی اور وہ اس سے راضی. Allah is happy with them, that for my sake, today if somebody does something for our sake, sacrifices, we will also be happy with that person. And the greatest is Allah, and He shows His happiness also the most. So Allah said, for my sake, you sacrificed your own family also. You sacrificed your own desires. You sacrificed your money. You sacrificed your comfort for my sake. Now I am pleased with you, and I will give you the rewards for it. And they will be also pleased with what great, great rewards Allah Ta'ala will give them. أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ, وہ لوگ ہے گروہ اللہ کا. This is the group of Allah. May Allah include us all in them and make us also amongst those that love Allah the most, and our lives are like that. Ala inna hisba Allahi humul muflihun. Sunta hai jo giroh Allah ka wahi murad ko pahunche. Allah says, are you listening? Are you paying attention? The group of Allah, these are the ones who will attain that great felicity and that great enjoyment and success. May Allah bless us with that. And for that we have to also make an effort. The love of Allah to that level and the love of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won't just fall from the sky. We must make effort. Today we've got Tabligh Jamaat, we make that effort. We stay in the company of the righteous and the pious, it will come. All these, Ramzan is in front of us, we make an effort, we make dua, and we make this effort against our nafs. Allah is most kind, and we really want it, Allah will give it to us. That is our goal and aim, we should strive for that.